You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio at Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to learn the latest on anything going weird out in the world. I'm talking about your neighbors, your parents, your cousins, their best friend's sister who works at the McDonald's down the street. Everybody that's having experiences, they reach out to me. I'm just kidding, but a lot of them have. And I'm talking about them here on the show, so I welcome you and anybody that you've heard about to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. They both go to the same place. And tell me your stories. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you've experienced. Tell me if you have questions or if you've researched something or if you just have an idea about what is going on out there. Because I am absolutely open to sharing it and also giving my opinion because I try to give some level-headed advice because I always say I am someone who has been there, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, found some answers, wrote about it, got over it, and now I'm trying to help others do the same darn thing and to get over this, you know? Explore. Figure it out. Sprinkle some Jesus on it. Yep. because it's important. You know what? I also got to tell you guys, go to the social media platform of your choice and find me at one. Put a one in front of my name and Heidi Hollis. So at one Heidi Hollis, HEIDIHOLLIS. And send me a message. People are always surprised. I do respond. And check out my paranormal comic strip, The Outlanders. You will find that on Instagram at The Outlanders Comic and also at TheOutlandersComics.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, life has been so very strange for me, I think from the beginning. Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've been sharing some things on the program about some of my strangeness here and there, sprinkled, scattered, because I've always just kind of been an honest person. And it's easier to remember the truth because my memory can be really wackadoodle sometimes. And I'm like, well, okay. Like it's so weird to me. I've met one other person who's had this kind of thing, but I don't know. It seemed to be in these circles too of people who experience odd things. Where it's hard to tell the order of things in life. And I'm talking about like, okay, somebody called me today or was it yesterday? It's like, it gets like that. And I'm like, time is really irrelevant to me. And I don't understand it. But one other person who does that is somebody that kind of goes between this world and the next. And I'm like, you know, I do tend to see other things. I've been honest about it too. It's like if I've experienced something like Jesus, I've talked about it. If I've seen aliens, I've talked about it. You know, I just put it out there because I know what I came for in this life, and it's supposed to be helping people with these types of things. But I have to tell you guys, just before I dive into a little bit deeper, this today's show. Do you know what it's about? Today's show is all about your emails. Why? Because I have so many of them, I have to get caught up. I've been interviewing so many different people, and I'm like, holy moly, people are experiencing a lot of things, and I always just grab these things randomly. And yeah, and if I see like there's a pattern, if there's like something in the top of the subject line that says, please help now, I will answer that right away versus not. But otherwise, I'm sitting here reading these things live to you without having read them earlier. And if I did, I usually will tell you. So I have no idea what we're going to talk about today until I look at these emails. And again, I always welcome people. Come on this program. Share your stories. But most of the time, they just want me to go through them. And I get it. That's fine. I would be scared sometimes, too, in talking about this stuff or just being on the air. Yeah, that was scary for me for most of my life. I don't know how people got comfortable with public speaking, but for me it was literally Jesus showing up. And still, I'm not that comfortable. So I just have a sense of humor about it, and that's how I pull through. So anyways, yeah, talking about some weird things. I'm trying to sprinkle some more of my weird elements here and there on this show. So I said from the beginning that I had some weirdness, okay? And it's true. From the beginning, I learned, okay, first off, you know, when you're like 18 and you're about to go out on your own, right? And your parents like, oh, here's your birth certificate. Here's your other papers. Here's your social security card and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right, thanks, you know? And I got mine side by side with my younger sister, who's not that much younger than me. And so it's like birth certificate. Boom. Okay, cool. My sister's birth certificate was a nice little fancy certificate, you know, with the little ribbon-like pattern on the outside. I get mine, and it's like all black and white. And there's a little like piece of paper like stapled to it. And I'm like, what is this? And I'm like looking, and like this second little piece of paper behind the front part that's supposed to be my birth certificate says what my name is. But the front doesn't have a name. My birth certificate doesn't have a name, guys. It doesn't. It's just a last name. It's a girl, and these are the parents, but there's no name. So about 6 years later, my parents decided to send an addendum to say, this is her name. Now, why is that? I don't know. It's weird. It's absolutely weird. And then it's like, you know, being handed out other papers by the parents. And those were weird because I didn't get some. why am I telling you guys this right now? Well, I had to go and work for several people, and you have to show your birth certificate and whatnot. And they always make a comment about it. Like, I've never seen this before. I even had to work for a certain government type of facility. And no, not like CIA or anything like that. Okay. It wasn't that important. And they'd never seen it before and questioned my birth certificate. Like, this is not normal. This is not typical. Nobody does this. I'm like, well, shoot. And, you know, I've talked about it over the years to so many different people. And one of my friends, who was a crime reporter for the New York Times at one point, goes, well, Heidi, I know why you didn't have a name on your birth certificate. They only did that in the case of if the child wasn't expected to live. Did you hear me? If the child wasn't expected to live. And now, I was born in San Francisco, and I started Googling. And sure enough, a story came up, in particular, for San Francisco, if a child was not expected to live, they oftentimes left the name off the birth certificate. What is that? And then there was the rumor that my mom had twins at one point, but wouldn't say which one of her kids had a twin so they wouldn't miss their twin. Okay. I'm suspicious that it might have been myself. And I might have my dead twin's birth certificate. Yeah, is that weird? It gets weirder because I got a reading by one of the top psychics out there. And guess what? Without me saying anything, they said, oh, you lost your twin. What? I lost my twin? Yeah, guys. Apparently so. And, you know, back in the day, you know, if you just said, can you please, you know, change that birth certificate so it looks like just a single kid was born, you know, I don't want her to be sad if she sees she lost her twin. I mean, a nice nurse might go, oh, sure, sweetie, I got that. So, guys, I don't know. I might have a twin, or had a twin. Very, very strange. Now, what gets weirder is I have a sister that's younger than me, right? And I've always called her like a twin because we finish each other's sentences. If she was somewhere and she's walking in the door singing a song, I'm singing at the same time. If I buy something and put it in my place, I go to her place and it's like in a similar spot that I have it in my place. Or we get like same outfits, but a different color. And guess what that psychic told me? Oh, but your twin was born. She just came later. It's your younger sister. Yes, I said it. I said it. Chills, chills, chills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something I've never shared on the air. So very, very strange. And these topics and stuff that I'm going to be dishing out, they all play into a bigger picture that at some point I'll be discussing. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, I think today it's going to be a fabulous bunch of emails. I see some juicy ones here. I don't know what's in them. But again, I want to invite you guys to go to HeidiHollis.com. Tell me your stories. Give me the details. If you have photos or drawings, write me at HeidiHollis@gmail.com. And, you know, put as much details as you want. And if you feel like you missed something in an email, write me again. Say, hey, by the way, I forgot to tell you something. Go right ahead. I mean, and also, don't forget, if you're a person that's interested in the paranormal in general, I have a Facebook group called Paranormal Pledge. That's where you're supposed to raise your right hand and say, I swear to at least tell one other person about what it is I've experienced. So we can have a lot more people in the know. And then I have Shadow People and Hatman Experiencer group on Facebook. And that's for those of us who are interested in the topic or have experienced these things. As long as people are cordial, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, on all the social media, at one Heidi Hollis. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our first break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Darkly Comes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As I mentioned before the break, it is all about your emails today. And, you know, I like sharing some of my odd stories. I've been talking about so many strange things over the years. I just sometimes wonder, I'm like, for people that have followed me going from network to network and whatnot, that, you know, gosh, they must have heard my story a gazillion times. But, you know, I still get a lot of new listeners and they're like, oh, I've had, it's funny, this past week I've had like five different people say, I'm a new listener and your show is so fun. It's just so pleasant to listen to. So I want to say thank you guys for the compliments and for sticking it out with me and enjoying yourselves, because the paranormal is not all about putting a flashlight under your chin, right? It's about learning. It's processing. And yeah, I mean, how are we going to get out from underneath the dark, spooky stuff if we're not keeping it real like we would with any other topic, you know? It's like, that's why I speak as I do. And also, I came from a family that wasn't shy about talking about what it is they were experiencing, because we were kids and we were just scared. And we're like, did you see that? Oh my gosh, you know, why'd you run? I mean, where were you? You left me alone. That type of thing. So I was always just brought up in that kind of atmosphere. It's like, something happened, you speak about it. So it wasn't a question if I would talk about these things. I sure just never imagined I'd be speaking on a global scale. Mm-hmm. And to be the first and only person to discover, name, define, and trademark two phenomena. I used to say paranormal phenomena, but it kind of goes in between UFO, alien, and paranormal, demonic, Christian stuff. So it's Shadow People and Hat Man. Uh-huh. The originator right here. But guess what? The information I got did not come from myself. It came from beings that I had experienced and I knew. And yeah, and it's a part of the conversation I don't get to talk about as often. And if you would look at what the main being looked like, and now this being was something that came to myself and college roommate, all right? So it wasn't just me by myself. And this being looked very much like a small like baby almost, but fleshy pinkish color, but 2.5-3 feet tall. I don't know, something like that. And you know, with like the soft features, easy to smile type of thing. And people talk about cherub angels, right? Like, it's like a child angel. And this being indicated that, yes, they have been called angels in the past. So, you know, I'm not one to say something is angelic or alien, you know, if it's not. I knew him to be alien. I knew that he was referred to as being angelic. And but his presence, I have said at times, like an angelic being, I would say sometimes, but usually alien. But yeah, you know, as the conversation moves forward about UFOs and aliens, right? A lot of people who have religious beliefs are not going to understand, okay? Though in a lot of cave wall paintings, there are what? Alien craft and alien looking like beings, right? In a lot of Christian paintings and artwork, they have UFOs and craft, and they would refer to these things as having some kind of godly connection, right? I'm not going to say that aliens made us, because I don't believe that to be true. There is a creator. I know that is a fact. And I know that for a lot of different reasons. But I think a lot of people are going to have some trouble distinguishing between the two. But I'm telling you, you can't go by looks alone, okay? You have to be able to close your eyes and feel what's before you, if it is good or bad, okay? We had a belief system based upon the interpretations of artists of having winged human-looking angelic beings. But, you know, the descriptions in the Bible, descriptions and sightings of angelic beings sounds very alien, okay? But call them angelic if they are of God, if they speak of God. The being that I had contact with spoke of God. Spoke of Jesus being who he said he is. Yeah, told me I didn't pray enough. It was quite a shakeup. Let's put it that way. And then filled in the blanks on these beings that I called shadow people and hat men, and what they were about, what they are about, and what's going to be happening. There are other things I haven't disclosed. And, you know, a lot of people took the information and ran with it and tried to make it their own. But it doesn't add up when that happens, because there is an origin story for a reason, and the way that I spoke of these things for a reason, and people should know the full truth of it. And as I gather more, because there's some other elements I are out of my control to pull forward, I have to hold on for a little bit longer. But on my YouTube channel, I will be disclosing that. So it's youtube.com/HeidiHollis. Check it out. And at some point, I'll be discussing that. Now to get to your emails. I apologize. I didn't think I'd talk about that so much. but it's important. It's important. All right. So I got this email. Okay. This one just says, "Dear Heidi," that's me. In 2012, I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the first day I moved in with my girlfriend, I felt that there was something dark in the master bedroom closet. Ugh, it's gotta always be closets, right? I asked her about it, and she said, "I know it's there. And that is why my daughters don't come in here." Oh, look at that. And again, a woman pays attention. 2 weeks later, I awoke suddenly and saw a dark figure standing at the end of my bed. He had broad shoulders and a long, dark-looking trench coat. He had what looked like an 18th century preacher's hat on. Big round brim. Ugh. You guys saw that movie, Poltergeist, right? With the pastor. I think it was Poltergeist 2, maybe? I don't know. He was about 7 or 8 feet tall. I could see he was facing me and not her. Eek. Oh, I got bad chills down my neck. I did not feel fear. I was angry because I felt he was invading my home. And I yelled, "Get out!" And he vanished. 2 days later, I woke up and felt paralyzed and could not talk or move. I could not breathe, like someone was sitting on my chest. I don't know how long I was paralyzed, but when it lifted, I was so angry. I ran to the closet and yelled, "Get out!" Oh my gosh. This is my home. And a couple of days later, whatever was in the closet was now cowering in the corner of the garage and never bothered me again. Oh, man, I got chills going down my legs, everybody. Whew, what do you mean? And then they just end it there. They just end this email there. Can you believe that? Whatever it was no longer in the closet and is now cowering in the corner of the garage, and it never bothered me again. Newt is what they put. That's their name, Newt. Wow. That's insanity. That's insanity. Like, what? I don't understand. Did you actually physically see this thing? Or did you just feel it moved out? I mean, it sounds like you saw it, but dude, give us more deets on that. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Huh. So, all right. So you yelled at it. You know, sometimes I have heard people who have like thrown who they are as a human being at something. And that means like all your oomph and stomping and get out. And I think it shocks these things sometimes. But then it came back and got you, didn't it? It pinned you down, made you paralyzed. Kind of made it a little bit stronger when you cave in and get angry. It does happen. So not always a good idea. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody to go and be confrontational. And I say sprinkle some Jesus on it. Like I don't confront these things usually, but I'll tell you, I had a bit of an incident once where I kind of gently did. Okay. But, It's one of those out of context like situations for myself. I had a very, very, very vivid dream of him, of Hat Man. And this is another way that they come because they try to learn your weaknesses. I was having a conversation with somebody and he just rose up in the middle of it. It was quite rude. I looked at it and I took his hat, everybody. And I use my left hand. You know, I got a dumb left hand where I can't control it to do much of anything. And so it's like so little effort for me to take his hat and smashed it into his face and then smooshed him down to the ground and said calmly, "I don't like you and I never will." And I continued my conversation with a friend I was having in my dream. So, I'm not confrontational usually. I don't recommend it. But I have faith that is very, very, very firm for a lot of good reasons. If you haven't read my Jesus is No Joke book about my seeing Jesus on several occasions, I suggest you check it out. Because, again, I'm just painfully honest about the things I experience. And, yeah, but thanks for sharing that, Newt. All right, you guys, we're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM, Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I want to remind you guys to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on. And you can also write me at HeidiHollis@gmail.com if you want to send me your drawings and photos. And follow me on all social media at one Heidi Hollis. All right, you guys, I've got a juicy email. Oh, yes, I do. And as I was gathering up the emails, I saw back-to-back the same email address, so I grabbed that one, too, because apparently they hadn't finished their conversation with me yet. So here we go. Oopsie, here's somebody that spelled my name wrong, but it's okay. So this one says, "Hi, Heidi. I've just seen the Ancient Aliens episode on shadow people." That's the one I told them to actually do that episode. I was surprised they listened to me. My idea. And I was taken back to my childhood. Ooh. I was stunned to hear others have experienced the terror. My experience started in 1969 when I was 6 years old, going on seven, and my parents and two sisters and I moved from central London to a house on the outskirts of London. Well, hello from across the pond. It's nice to meet you. About a month after we moved into the house, I woke one night aware that someone was standing over me. I opened my eyes and was terrified to see a tall, dark figure leaning over me with his left hand on my chest and a dagger in his right hand. Oh. This is not okay. 7 years old, guys. Keep this in mind. This is a kid. I screamed and instinctively thrust my arms to ward off the figure, and it disappeared. My parents came running in as my scream frightened them, and it was put down as just a dream. Although my dad was concerned, as I scared off a burglar in our old house a year earlier. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know where that came from. But that is, I mean, that's like, okay, dad's like, hold on, this happened before and he scared somebody. All right, so continuing, it said, a few nights went by and I convinced myself it was just a bad dream, just as my parents said it was, probably triggered by the memory of the attempted burglary and being in a new house. but it was waiting until I was off my guard, as around midnight, I woke again from feeling its presence and opening my eyes. He thrust his left hand on my chest and started to thrust the dagger towards me. My goodness. I must have already been screaming as my mom came bursting into the room, switching on the light, and he was gone. You guys, okay, I gotta tell you right here before I forget. You know, I pull these things random, okay, these emails, and it always surprises me when there's a common thread between them, you know? Yeah, sure, the tall, dark guy, you know, with the hat and everything, but, you know, here, this kid and the prior email, they were able to ward off this guy, right? And he comes back, and he gets closer, and he gets a little bit more intimidating, and he's able to do a little bit more. It's like, sure, you scared him off that first time, but he's learned. Think about that. He's a predator, okay? So he learned, like, oh, this one wakes up when I'm around. Oh, I don't want that. I want to get closer before it wakes up, the kid or the guy or whatever. And see, this sixth sense that we have, this gut that we have, it's a little bit more sensitive than others. And this is why he comes. He knows you're able to do certain things, but he tries to be sneaky. He tries to get a good hard look at your soul and creep closer, okay? But darn it all, if the people that aren't gifted are able to wake up and ward him off, so he's learned that you're a little bit more sensitive than he thought, so he's got to do a little something and paralyze you or something and get a little bit closer that second time around, okay? It's terrible. It's terrible. But here's this common thread. Got rid of him that first time, but he comes right on back. All right, so where was I? So mom came bursting, switching the light on. Okay, this went on, oh my gosh, 3 to 4 times a week. Look at that. Because this is a kid. This is a kid. Absolutely taking advantage. 3 to 4 times a week. And after about the third week, I woke without screaming, but just threw my arms up towards him just to get rid of him, and he would disappear. Mm. This obviously offended the shadow man, as then it started pummeling me almost every night for about 2 weeks with his fists. Come on, guys. This is a kid. I got horrible chills all over me right now. And my parents would find me clawing at the walls like I was trying to tear my way out of the room. This makes me so angry, guys. You have no idea. Emotionally angry and sad. You know, I just can't. This is... You know, there's some truths about all of this stuff, and there's some things that I know more about this, guys, and this is me talking. I know more about this guy, what he's here for, and there's other steps that need to be made, okay? And there's other things I gotta talk about in regards to him, and in due time I will, okay? Oh, okay. So saying, clawing at the walls, trying to tear their way out of the room. And then he continues, I came down with an illness, a terrible ear infection, bronchitis, and flu, amongst other problems. And the visitations stopped for a while. Then the shadow figure was back. Now that's interesting. So he likes to get people worn out where they get sick or they're about to get sick. And I like to think sometimes that he brings it with him. He's done this to you. I mean, this is quite a few things to have in a row here. So this just kind of falls in line with, yeah, he comes around illness and death and all those things. But it's wild that he would stop once you're at your weakest. I mean, was he just hoping that your soul would slip out? I don't know. I mean, he's a little tricky sometimes. Most times. All right. And it continues. It became a part of my life. Imagine a 7-year-old fighting for their life every night. Part of my life that I had to endure alone, as I couldn't tell anyone, as everyone thought I was a lunatic after my terror tearing of the walls. A lunatic? A 7-year-old? This doesn't just happen out of the blue, guys. If you have a kid, all right, just talking to you guys, if you have a kid that suddenly has a change in their sleep patterns, please, medically or whatever, give it some thought, all right? Because I know some people don't survive these attacks. Hit a dagger at a 7-year-old, night after night. And I can't help but to think if this dagger was a wavy dagger, like I had pulled at myself once from a demon. I don't know. Okay, continuing. I'm not sure what triggered my response one night. When I was 10 years old, oh my gosh, 3 years passed, you're dealing with this, and it felt like I had been preparing myself for this night with every confrontation over the years. I fell asleep for the first time, not feeling afraid. And when I sensed the shadow man, I jumped up and I grabbed his arms. Oh, I got chills. Oh, you grabbed his arms, forcing him back, and said to him calmly, "Go away. Leave me alone." And he pulled away, disappeared, and never returned. For me, anyway. Oh, do you guys see this pattern? Do you hear this pattern between the prior email and this one? Ooh, the chills, guys. You know, there is something to be said about the human potential. I have talked about that. The human potential, where we are a lot more than we appear to be or expect to be, okay? I always say do not confront these things, but stand your ground firmly. I wouldn't want to touch the dang thing. Oh, no. But you did as a 10-year-old. But I get it. People get pushed and they don't expect its prey to fight back. It's harder to chew, you know? It's true, though. So it's interesting that this 10-year-old and the person beforehand just was confrontational. I mean, literally went after him. And this is not the first time, okay? I've heard these stories. But it's not as common. And it's usually guys, and they can get themselves into trouble with that. You don't want to confront and, like, say, you know. It's like an open invitation. It's like fear it feeds off from. Anger it feeds off from. Illness it feeds off from. So it's really interesting when he recoils. He doesn't usually come back swinging unless he really thinks he could take you. But there have been all-out battles with people who have met Hat Man, and people are swinging and going to town. So that's not unheard of either. But, you know, I got to finish this one after the break. So you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge.
You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio at Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I want to remind you guys to go to HeidiHollis.com and at The Outlanders Comic on Instagram, and also follow me on social media at One Heidi Hollis. And don't forget to tell me your stories going to my main website, HeidiHollis.com. All right, you guys, continuing this email that has a lot of similarities to the prior email. I did not do this on purpose, I swear to you. So this person says, at 10 years old, after over 3 years of being tortured nightly by Hatman trying to drive a dagger into him, and everybody thinking their kid is a lunatic. A kid, a seven-year-old. A lunatic. You had just moved into a location. I'm going to say Hatman was there, and he picked a target. I mean, I can't stand him. I can't stand him. I can't. I mean, I hope you guys have as much disdain for Hatman as I do. He is more than just an enemy of mine and of everybody in the world. It's very personal, okay? Very personal. And again, that's part of another story I'll have to share. Okay, so this person at 10 years old grabbed Hatman's arm, waiting for Hatman, and got the drop on him and said calmly to go away and leave me alone. And he pulled away and disappeared and never returned, for me anyway, they say. When I left home, my sister moved into my bedroom. You see, this is a locational thing. It's in that bedroom. Moved into my bedroom, and that Christmas Eve shared her experience of waking with a shadow figure standing over her and being terrified of sleeping in that room. I told her that she must not show him fear and to demand that he leaves her alone. A few weeks later, my sister called to thank me for the advice, as it had worked, and he was gone. Look at that. It's interesting, huh? Just showing that extra human potential. I personally, right now, I'm always surprised at the lack of people calling on a higher power. I really am. Even as a kid, you know? I know I was told, pray to God to help you. I just haven't seen that brought up here in the least, you know? It's kind of surprising to me, and it's disheartening because I think a lot of these stories would be shorter had they thought to call on their faith. You know what I'm saying? So I find that sad, but glad that it worked for you, though 3 years in the making, and for your sister, poor thing. All right, so it continues. My parents finally understood what I was going through now that my sister had the same experience. Oh, they're on the late show, huh? That didn't feel so good, did it? To have to hear that coming. They're going to believe her, but not you. Huh? You're just the lunatic. Now that your sister had the same experience, and a few years later, they sold the house. I wasn't aware of this happening to others and would say to them, show the figure that you are not scared and that you are willing to confront them to drive them out of your life. Oh, boy. Nope. I would not recommend that. Stand firmly. Yes. Don't grab at him. You don't want to touch that thing. It is kind of an invitation, guys. It seems odd, but like when you're grabbing for something, you're kind of giving some of your energy. Okay, it worked for you. But you had to get to a point of anger that's like, it would have been done and over with a little sprinkling of Jesus on it. The words are, in Jesus' name, get out. And guess what? It's done. Yep. Now, this is the second email for this person, because I saw this was back to back. Hi, Heidi. Further to my earlier email, I realized after sending that the burglar in our old house could probably be related to the shadow man. Oh, really? As I remember telling the police that night that the man was wearing a hat like the ones in the old movies. Oh, ho, ho. Could it be that they followed me to the new house? Oh, ho, guys. I always thought it was the ghost of the old man who lived and died in the house previously. Seeing the program on your website has made me realize I'm not alone. I'm not the weird kid that ripped the wallpaper with his fingernails. Aw. And it wasn't my imagination. Thank you! Colin. Warms my heart, Colin. It really does. It does warm my heart. Wow, so you're the only person to see the burglar. It does indeed then sound like it wasn't so much a situational certain location where Hat Man was residing. He was following you and took up residence. And when you got rid of him, he stayed in that spot waiting for the next person, which was your sister. So, yeah. Old-fashioned movie hat? Mm-hmm. That's him. He does tend to follow. Doesn't matter where you live. He moves with you. He'll go to work with you. Had it happen to me, unfortunately. Many others that have written me. That's why I have a certain way of telling people how to bless their homes and to keep their blessing with them. Because this way, you are able to protect yourself wherever you go. So, and how do you do that? I'll just tell you briefly, like when you do your home blessing, and I mean you do it, not having somebody come in and stand behind their faith. You do it, unless you're possessed and you need a priest. That's different. And you do the blessing using like a cross necklace that you can wear. So you blessed your home, and now you've got your blessed item, and it's with you. Always. I never take mine off. Because Hat Man hates my guts and feelings are mutual. Amen. Oh, he hates my guts so bad. And that's, I always feel good knowing that. That sounds weird to say that, but it lets me know I'm doing my job, you know? And a job indeed. Because he is, oh, he just makes me so very angry. I'm just always befuddled with the fact that so few people call on God or Jesus to help them. I'm seeing the likes of the devil and I'm not going to call on the polar opposite? Oh, yes, I am. One of the first things. All right, so I have a little bit of time to answer this really quick email here. This one says, Hi, Heidi. I've never seen anything yet, but I find it all very interesting. I did, however, somehow know that my grandpa passed right before my mom was told. But it was only seconds beforehand. Okay. And I did wake up out of a sleep to my best friend yelling my name while being murdered. Oh my gosh. I try to block stuff out. Sean. So this person here is telling me that they are gifted to a certain extent. And I think a lot of people have like these incidences that happen, but then a lot of people have no idea what that is. Like, I had an interesting conversation with a friend the other day. It's just like, I've never had a deja vu. Like, what? Like, it never dawned on me for somebody to never have experienced something out of the ordinary, even just a little bit. Like, not at all. But that same person has never remembered a dream they've ever had either. And they feel like they've never found a direction to go that was they were so passionate about, you know? And I'm like, wow. And they brought up an interesting point to me that I never thought about. This is weird for me. Okay. I like to think a lot. it's like, well, Heidi, when you got your memories back about why you're here, and you've just always kind of focused on that, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, I remembered what I came here for. And, you know, everything has been about that, you know, trying to fulfill that agreement. Mm-hmm, yeah. And they said, well, what do you think the rest of us do? And it's so weird because just more recently I've been thinking about that. Like, people have to find a passion, right? And I'm like, there's people that like to be really, really neat and clean about everything. And I'm always like amused, like, wow, how's that a passion? Or there's somebody that likes to, you know, paint rocks or, you know, do these other little doodads and stuff. And I'm like, I never really thought about like how people find their passions in their life. But I get it. I get it. I mean, you have to make it of something, but I had agreed to be doing something in this life, so that was my focus, and I just never really stopped to think about how others had to find a passion and find a reason for doing certain things in their lives or with their lives. So it's just, it was a really interesting conversation I thought I'd share. But anyways, I want to thank you guys for who took the time to write me. I hope it was helpful. And don't forget, you guys, go to HeidiHollis.com and tell me your stories. And follow me on social media at @1HeidiHollis, HEIDIHOLLIS. And also ShadowFolks.com and TheOutlandersComic.com. And follow at TheOutlandersComic on Instagram. Come to the bottom of another fabulous program. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. I am never bored here. I could do this all day long. I used to do a 2, sometimes 3 hour show, and I talk just the same. I had a ball. This is a shorter format, but it's always fascinating. You guys keep it interesting with your comments and your stories, and I thank you for trusting me. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.